From the Bureau of Economic Geology, this is Earth Date. Leonardo da Vinci was one of our most brilliant thinkers. He's known as an inventor, scientist, mathematician, architect, sculptor, and of course, painter of the most famous portrait in the world, the Mona Lisa. But unless you're also a painter, you probably haven't heard of Leonardo's rule of trees. Intent to paint them realistically, he carefully analyzed trees and recognized a pattern, which he encoded in this formula. The thickness of the limbs that grow from a trunk, when combined, equals the thickness of the trunk. The thickness of all the branches that grow from each limb equals the thickness of that limb. Trees are fractal, meaning the pattern established in their larger branches repeats in smaller ones. So Leonardo's rule applies all the way to the twigs. Using his formula to design his trees, his results were so convincing that other painters adopted his rule too, and have used it since. Recently, scientists wanted to figure out why this pattern exists. One researcher posited that trees evolved this way to withstand force from wind or the weight of fruits, and in wind tunnel tests, this held up. Other scientists, who hoped Leonardo's rule might also hold for the vascular pattern of trees, found it did not. But he never intended it to, only to depict their outer structure, which, 500 years later, it still does remarkably well. I'm Scott Tinker.
EarthDate is produced by the Bureau of Economic Geology at the University of Texas at Austin, with support from EarthX, bringing people together to build a sustainable future at earthx.org. And you can hear more EarthDate stories at earthdate.org.